Rip Van Winkle is a very famous tall tale. It is also a very old-fashioned story. The story takes place more than 200 years ago, so we are going to perform a modern version of Rip Van Winkle.
Rip Van Winkle worked at a donut shop. He was a very lazy man. There were only two things Rip Van Winkle enjoyed. He liked to tell stories. He also liked to sleep.
I sure am tired of making donuts. I think I'll slip out the back door and sneak down the alley. I know a secret place. There's a mattress inside a broken down old car. I'll take a nice nap there and no one will bother me.
Several hours went by and Rip Van Winkle had not returned to his job at Dunkel's Donuts. The boss, Dirk Dunkel, started inquiring about him.
Where's Van Winkle? The donuts are not going to make themselves. He had better get back here in his room.
Rip Van Winkle could not hear Dirk Dunkel. He was hidden away inside the old car. He just kept on sleeping.
2 whole weeks passed. Rip Van Winkle did not come back to work. Everyone at Dunkel's Donuts wondered what had happened to him. Jill Plunkett was his best friend at work. She left a message on his cell phone.
Hey, Rip, where are you? Where did you go? Dirk Dunkel is really mad, but I miss goofing around at work with you. I miss hearing your silly stories. If you get this message, call me back.
Rip Van Winkle did not hear his phone ring. He was still hidden inside the old car. He just kept on sleeping.
2 whole years passed. The story of Rip Van Winkle was featured on a news broadcast.
We will now return to the mysterious story of Rip Van Winkle. He worked at Dunkel's Donuts. One day, he simply disappeared. Mr. Van Winkle was known to be a very lazy man. Many people think that he is simply goofing off somewhere. If you have information about Mr. Van Winkle, please contact the authorities. This is Mandy Kunkel for Eyewitness News.
Rip Van Winkle just kept sleeping and sleeping and sleeping.
20 whole years passed. Suddenly, Rip Van Winkle woke up. When he touched his face, he was shocked. He now had a long beard. When he walked around, he was even more alarmed. Everything had changed. All the cars on the streets looked like spaceships. He walked back to Dunkel's Donuts. There was a sign that read, "Our donuts are laser cooked for maximum flavor."
This certainly is odd. I think I must still be sleeping. This must be some weird dream.
It was said that Rip Van Winkle saw his boss, Dirk Dunkel, looked very old. All his hair had turned gray. He looked very, very angry.
What time is it?
It's 3 p.m.
I'm truly sorry. I must have lost track of time. I didn't mean to miss 2 hours of work.
You did not miss 2 hours of work. You were gone for 20 years.
Rip Van Winkle was shocked. Apparently, he had just awoken from a 20-year nap. Then explained everything. For a moment, his mouth hung open in amazement.
But then Rip Van Winkle started talking. He always had something to say. He was always talking, at least when he was awake.
I'm really sorry that I missed 20 years of work. You'll never believe what happened. Boy, do I ever have a story to tell. Don't worry about the work time I missed. Maybe I can work a double shift on Tuesday.